So, like, Bob Dylan broke his neck at the end of July 1966. He'd been awake for 3 days. So he was still doing speed even after that amphetamine-frenzied world tour. And he recuperated. It wasn't a serious... I mean, a broken neck is a bad thing. But it wasn't like he was hospitalized for months. He wore a neck brace for a while. And stopped. He stopped hard, I guess. But he needed it. And he slowly recuperated through the rest of 1966. He continued to work on his... motion picture Eat the Document, which was owed to ABC TV for a TV special. And he and Robbie Robertson and Howard Auch worked on that for a few months. And he signed a contract with Columbia in March of 67 to make more music with them. And the band moved to a house nearby in... around March of 67, and Dylan and band, the same band that he'd toured with, began to hang out together, and they started making music. And the music that came out of those days is known today as the Basement Tapes. I've been fascinated by these things for years, and recently I've collected together a lot of them in an attempt to get as complete as possible a look into this period of music, which I personally think is probably the best music, the greatest set of songs in Bob Dylan's career. And to sort of prove that, I've gathered together from the best lists that we have, the most comprehensive documentation that we have, a particular reel of songs. We don't know the dates on any of these things, but based on ambience, based on a general feel, and how it and the way that the tapes that we do have are ordered, we can come up with a good, reasonable idea of the direction that the music took, as it kind of, as Dylan sort of found his way back into writing songs again. This particular reel is probably the ultimate reel of songs. They're not famous songs. There are a couple of famous songs here, but they're wild and they're different. And so tonight on the Chill Room, it's Dylanology, and I'm your host, Bennett. And the first song up, again, we don't know exactly when this was, but it was probably May or June of 1967. Dylan had just turned 26 years old. And he's there with Robbie Robertson and Richard Manuel and Garth Hudson and Rick Danko. And they're making music together. And Dylan was showing these guys songs. He would bring in songs to them. And or they would improvise songs. And he would take cover songs and folk songs and work them all through. And this, it starts off with this particular reel. It starts off with an original. And it's so different. It's so peculiar. You hear Dylan calling out the chords as they're going through the song. And it's apocalyptic. The final verse has something to do with a heart will rise and every man shall burn. But the chorus is, I'm a fool for you. So it's Dylanology tonight on the Chill Room. Welcome. See, even the song. Damn microphone. See, even the song itself, it's already playing when it starts. Garth Hudson was the engineer. These are home tapes, but they're done on good equipment with really good microphones and a good tube mixer and an engineer who knew what he was doing. But the song starts and Garth just hits the button. The next song up is called Next Time on the Highway, and it shows the interplay between these guys. Dylan is saying to Richard Manuel that he's playing the piano shit-faced, and he tells him that he's pissing on the piano. And it's casual, and it continues. Next Time on the Highway. Just stops. The tape just stops. The next track up is a version of John Lee Hooker's Tupelo, and but Dylan changes it and makes it his own. He talks about a long time ago when he was 22, and he describes a flood just like the famous flood that happened last year, except he turns it into a spelling bee.
Children crying and screaming. All cried, never heard about the flood. Ain't nobody gonna tell you about it. Yes, yeah, just a little country town. Down in Mississippi. Mississippi. Everybody's expecting the flood.
just stops. It just ends. And the next thing up, and we don't know if it's the same day or another day, Garth Hudson once said that sometimes they do 15 songs and sometimes they do one. And we don't even know how many songs there are. Robbie Robertson estimated they did about 150 songs, of which even the most comprehensive list is only around 128 or so. So we don't know. But this next one had to have been really popular in Allen Ginsberg's office. It starts off as a "See you later, alligator," but it very quickly changes.
Alligator,
see you later, crocodile.
I'm the wild smoking wild.
See you later, Allen Ginsberg.
See you later, alligator.
See you later, crocodile.
I'm the wild crocodile.
In a while, Allen Ginsberg.
See you wild crocodile.
See you later, crocodile.
I'm the wild crocodile. Allen Ginsberg, later, gator.
See you later, Allen Ginsberg.
Later, Allen Ginsberg.
See you a while, Alacryl.
Allen Ginsberg, later, later.
Little later on the Nile.
Allen Ginsberg, after a while.
See you later, if you're mild.
Allen Ginsberg, Allen Ginsberg.
See you later, Crocodile.
Allen Ginsberg, after a while.
See you later, Crocodile.
Let's see, Ray.
Two takes of "See You Later, Allen Ginsberg," and at the end of the first one, he says, "We got to erase," but he gets cut off there, like he wants that. Well, we can't do that. That if Allen hears that, he won't like it. But then they obviously changed his mind, and that's the second take too. And but then next popping up on this very tape, suddenly there's one of the famous Basement songs.
You can tell everybody down in old Frisco. Tell them Tiny Montgomery says hello. Now every boy and girl gonna get that thing, 'cause Tiny Montgomery's gonna shake that thing. Tell them everybody down in old Frisco that Tiny Montgomery's coming down to say hello. Skinny Moo and T-Bone Frank, they're all gonna take on down by the Bounty Bank. One bird book and a buzzard and a crow, tell them all that Tiny's gonna say hello. Scratch your dad, do that bird, suck that pig and bring it on home. Pink that dream and nose that dough, tell them all that Tiny says hello. Now he's a king of the drunk and he squeezes too. Watch out, Lester, take it, Lou. Join the monk, the CIO, tell them all that Tiny Montgomery says hello. Grease that gig and play it blank. Tell him gone out and gas that dog. Trick on in, flower that smoke. Take it on down, begin to grow. Now play that load and pick it up. Take it on in a bowl cup. Three-legged man in a hot lip hole. Tell him all Montgomery says hello.
very noisy tape. Tiny Montgomery, yes. The weird characters, T-Bone Frank and Skinny Moo and Tiny Montgomery and all those strange lyrics, and it begins, those songs that we identify today as the Basement Tapes. But the next thing that appears on this particular reel is so incredibly strange, and it's two takes of this, too, and it's called the Spanish Song, as we are going into the section where he starts to bring in other kinds of songs. First, this Spanish song, and then I'm going to let it play into I'm Your Teenage Prayer, and then some cover songs here on the Chill Room. It's Dylanology tonight, so are you ready for a test?
Bolivia, attack me, bro. Sitting on my home, gonna try to please me. Every time you try to squeeze me, I know you try to squeeze me. All the long way, God, won't you please come home?
Yeah, that's just a little unnamed fragment that appears at the beginning of the Spanish song. Big dog, won't you please come home? And then this starts.
She don't. Messiano, Messiano, it's a piano. She's missing, as she always takes me far.
This one. All right, that's. We'll just play it like that. But it goes very easy during the verses. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Just begin.
Woo!
And I took my pistanto and laid it down into the ground. Leziano, she said, far from me.
Take a look at me, babe. I am your teenage prayer. And something that they call the Spanish song, based on some old Spanish song. The different extremes of this series of songs. Dylan never sounded like this any other time in his career. He's never so relaxed, never having so much fun. One of the things that was happening in the basements is that Dylan was bringing in folk songs. The guys in the band were rockers. They'd traveled with Ronnie Hawkins for years, playing in the States and in Canada, playing rock music. They were tough rockers. So they didn't know this folk music that Dylan came out of a background from. And so he would rehearse songs at night and then bring them in the daytime. And they would make arrangements of them, and he'd be showing them songs. The next little set of songs is are some of these folk songs, all from this one favorite basement reel here on Dylanology. Here's Four Strong Winds, which is an Ian and Sylvia song, and The French Girl, another one, and Joshua Gone Barbados, he sings.
Slim hands waiting. casual head of the government, says back for better pay. Pain cutters are striking, casual gone away. Casual gone by Beatles, just like he don't know. People on this island ain't got nowhere to go. Now down the city, you can hear the women bawl. Joshua gone by Beatles, you don't care at all. Sonny, a child, the overseer, I swear he's an ignorant man. He's walking through the cane field, pistol in his hand. Now on the top cross the strikers, rolling in our rain. They've been fighting in jail, strike me all in vain. Joshua gone by Beatles, just like he don't know. People on St. Vincent, out of a place to go.
That's enough. It's a very long song. That's Rick Von Schmidt's Joshua Gone Barbados. And Dylan had picked up Baby Let Me Follow You Down from Rick Von Schmidt, which he learned when he was up and visiting Harvard. And the two songs before that are songs from the Canadian duo Ian and Sylvia Tyson. Oh, familiar name there. Four Strong Winds and The French Girl. And especially with The French Girl, Dylan keeps trying it. He keeps working at it, but I don't know if he ever feels that good with the song. But see, that's what it was. It was there was no pressure to make an album. They were just playing music. And this next thing is just fun. It's another John Lee Hooker cover. But it really seems to me about how much innuendo they can put into the title phrase. He's in the mood.
some of that, Garth.
Let's say we hear some of that, Garth. Richard Manuel and Bob Dylan singing John Lee Hooker's I'm in the Mood for Love. This next thing up, and we're coming to the end of this reel, the last two songs, actually. The next thing is a song that Bobby Bear wrote as a demo for his friend Bill Parsons, but it was mistakenly released under the name Bill Parsons, even though it is Bobby Bear. It came out back in 1957, and it was a kind of a song about Elvis. Dylan takes a song and he changes it and turns it into a song really about his manager, Albert Grossman. But it's a very cynical song. It's a very... There's a twist to it, and sort of a knife twist to it. But it leads into the final song on this particular reel. And this was a song that changed everything and took us to a whole new levels, the song Sign on the Cross. So American Boy and Sign on the Cross.
Soon getting you kicks. It's a good job.
Good job.
Join the band.
Looking in the band.
Wring your hand.
Break your hand.
Clean your hand and come up tight. Roll smoke and down at night. Over on a train on a whiskey jar. Settle it down, there you are. Hold it steady. Pick it up now.
Making the girls giggle.
Yes, you've been making them little girlies giggle. You've been making them all just jump up and down and wiggle. If the socks in their britches, oh, you'll find that soon you'll be itches. Itches all over. Itching your pants, itch while you dance. Itching on down to the corner of France. Well, I know a boy, yesterday he become a guitar and he floated away. He played his bows and he played them all. He's just on there having a ball, taking a hot storm up over the ocean. He took himself a notion. He got some lotion and he put it on his guitar, put it on him. Next time you do, you can call him Jim. Down the road, boy, they call him Slim. They don't care if you carry him. Just a minute now, you see what I mean.
Uncle Sam. In this slam. Up drag cars.
Well, sooner or later a man's gonna come. He's gonna take a look at you, look at your drum. He'd be a man and he'd take you home. Yeah, he'll take you out to his farm. He'll give you a good one. He'll give it to you.
Well, girls don't giggle no more.
Well, sooner or later you're bound to meet his wife. You'll come in and have a time of your life. Just picking the gum, picking up a star, picking up going and going to the bar. You and your manager.
Picking my nose.
Well, you want to know about the manager soon. He'll just take you outside and put you on the moon. He'll buy you new clothes, new pair of shoes. You'll be walk away with the drummer blues. You'll be a fine drummer. Pick him as a comer. Dog a hummer.
high, but it's free. Best that I know in my head that we're the land.
right on through.
What was that monologue there? I'm looking at the Dylan.com lyrics site, and the lyrics for this, even though the song's never been released, are on here. And they seem to be completely made up. They don't seem to be what he was singing, but the monologue is mostly the same. He says, well, it seems to be the sign on the cross. Every day, every night, see the sign on the cross just laying on top of the hill. Yes, we thought it might have disappeared long ago, but I'm here to tell you, friends, that I'm afraid it's lying there still. Just a little time is all you need, you might say, but I don't know about that anymore. Because the, I don't know what the word is here, and you might want to enter it, but of course the door might be closed. But I just would like to tell you one time, if I don't see you again, that the thing is that the sign on the cross is the thing you might need the most. Sounds like he's pretty stoned, but there's a lot of feeling there. Sign on the cross and All-American Boy ending this tape reel here. So we heard I'm a Fool for You, Next Time on the Highway, Tupelo, The Big Flood, See You Later, Allen Ginsberg, Tiny Montgomery, The Spanish Song, I Am Your Teenage Prayer, Four Strong Winds, The French Girl, Joshua Gone Barbados, I'm in the Mood for Love, All-American Boy, and Sign on the Cross. One of the wildest cross-sections of music ever, and all Dylan and the Basement Tapes. I'm going to end this now with the most famous and the most mysterious of all the Basement Tape songs. I guess there's a movie that's being made named after this song with, I think it's seven different people playing Bob Dylan, including four women. But the song itself, well, this is the very first version I ever heard of it from the Blind Boy Grunt and the Hawks LP that came out back in 1985 or early 86. And it's called I'm Not There. And Dylan added, when it was copyrighted, he added in parentheses, 1956. Bob Dylan.
Before, and I'm on the hide, but I dream
about the door. He's all alone. He's taken 5 feet with the pill. It's no hang part of nature. She's miles as well. Now and now she's the delay where I was gone. She loves her, but she knows that the kingdom way so high above her. And I run, but I wait, but it's not too fast to slip on, but I die. I'm not there, I'm gone. Well, it's all about just kissing and I cry for a pill. I don't need anybody now beside me to tell. And it's all explanation I receive, but it's not, she's alone. She's gone like the rainbow that shined yesterday. But now she's on the side of me and I'd like to hear you say. She's a soul of singing beauty and it don't trust anyone. I wish I was beside her, but I'm not there, I'm gone. Well, it's too hard to take him, and I don't bother me. It's all bang for the music, and she's a heart too hard to be. It's a load, it's a crime, the way she moans. Push it forward, force the hatred, but it's a song for making clowns. Yes, I believe that it's rightful, oh, I believe it in my mind. I feel told, like I said when I before, carry on the grind. And she's gone, but she told her, like I said, carry on. I wish I was there to help her, but I'm not there. I'm gone.
I'm Not There, 1956. It's almost 2 a.m. here on the Los Angeles night. We've been listening to an hour or more of Dylanology here on the Chill Room. This is Kill Radio. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned.